from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, nobody making anybody cry right now. We're good. So we can play Darius Rucker. Huge Dolphins fan, and talk about that. We do have a lot of Dolphins stuff to get to, but last night, Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You know, it's funny. I kind of, like, used to love it, but I found myself, because of certain guys watching it last night, and Shohei Ohtani hits a three-run homer. Just seeing, you know, guys throw at 103 miles an hour, or star players hitting home runs. It still works, man. It's the best All-Star game of all of them, in my opinion, because guys go pretty hard. Guys aren't jogging around and, you know, throwing batting practice. They're trying to, you know, guys are trying to strike each other out, and hitters are trying to not look bad. So it just the nature of the game. I think guys play hard, want to make great catches, you know, and everything else. So you got a little bit of that with a lot of new faces last night as well with the game. And the news that came out yesterday, you know, just when you try to figure out everything, and we were trying to figure out yesterday the national anthem with this girl Ingrid Andress that sang, was some kind of country songwriter and performer, and you heard her, and I just went, wow, she's terrible. I mean, that was kind of my thought, or has never done it, or her voice is just not very good. And I don't know how she's doing it. And Dina B, down at 99.9 Kiss Country, says, Joe, she actually opens for a lot of big country singers on tours. And, you know, Dina B goes to all of them. So I was like, wow, yeah, I can't imagine what she could sing. Whatever the song is about, who's in the back of a truck, my dog, broken heart, I'm going to have some more whiskey, I like bourbon, give me a shot, I got a broken heart. Whatever, I just doesn't change your voice. And then yesterday, she comes out and apologizes to everybody. She got blasted, obviously, on social media, you know. And listen, social media, as you know, and your kids probably know, can be very hurtful, but she said, listen, I was drunk, and I'm going to rehab. She apologized to everybody, said she was drunk, and is going to rehab. I was like, drop the mic. I mean, what are you going to say now? I mean, outside of, you know, I would say, what are you doing drunk when you're getting ready to perform in front of everybody for Home Run Derby, a sellout for the game, and for people like to watch home runs, and then obviously on top of that, all the people that that sit home and watch it. The diehard baseball fans that want to see who can hit the most home runs and the longest home runs and everything else. And she looked drunk. And she says, I got a drinking problem. I'm going to rehab. It's kind of like you're sitting there blasting her, and then somebody says, yeah, I got a problem. And you go, oh, okay. Kind of weird, you know. Just maybe nervous, maybe never performed in front of that many. Probably hasn't. Probably the biggest crowd. And whatever it was, man, she went out there, maybe past the buzz a little bit. But whatever it was, you know, kind of dropped the mic on the whole topic. That was it. Like, I was drunk. I'm going to rehab. I'll let you know how it goes. Okay. Should be fun. I think there's a little sarcasm in there at the end. She goes, should be fun. So that was yesterday. We have a lot of stuff going on around here. Our boy Omar, God bless Omar Kelly. So he's keeping, look at it, it's part of his job. He is keeping a close eye on Jalen Phillips and this Achilles injury that he had. And Jalen sent out, it's been 4 months. And look at it. It's been 4 months since, you know, I've started working out. Look at where I am. And he's going through drills, and he looks great. I mean, he looks cut. He looks in shape, which it looks like Jalen Phillips is always in shape. And the quickness in his feet and everything he's doing and his movement. And so Omar, who's gotten Jalen fired up about this topic before, says, hey, man, it's great. You got 6 weeks, but the team needs to be real cautious and not have you come back. And he explained how the whole thing works. And if you start the year on IR, basically, you got to miss the first four games. So we'll see you in October. And team's got to be smart about this. And you don't, which is all true. Bradley Chubb and his ACL and Jalen Phillips and his Achilles. But I don't know why anybody thinks this team has shown no signs of, like, we got to bring them back early because we need them. I think the team, by the way they drafted and a veteran they brought in from Tampa Bay, Shaq Barrett, they kind of planned for a real slow recovery on this, and I don't see Jalen Phillips out at practice. I mean, he's going to be out there, and he's going to do some stuff. But they're going to be real careful until they really get a feel that he's all the way back and can get in that three-point stance and explode off the ball on the outside where he can really get great big push off and gets his confidence doing that in his movement and all that stuff and be able to go backwards, forwards, and everything else where – the Achilles. I know some of you out there have had the Achilles and popped it, and everybody's got their own story and thought somebody hit you behind the leg and behind the foot and all that stuff. But, yeah. So I was just thinking here, Jalen Phillips goes, there I go. I put something out on social media to show the fan base how I'm doing and my movement. And he was in, you know, he didn't have any shoes on. He was just going through this these drills back and forth on the grass. And then Omar had to, like, the one thing Jalen Phillips is getting really tired of hearing about is everybody in the media telling him, hey, man, good job trying to get back, but you're out for the first four games. We all have decided you shouldn't play in September. And, you know, I'm guessing Jalen Phillips is not real excited about playing 13 games. He'd much rather play 17 games and get off to a good start. Listen, we need those guys, man. We need those guys. We can get by a little bit, I guess, without Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, but I agree. We need those guys to be, you know, as a pair, a lot of pressures and a lot of sacks on the outside, just like they were playing just about the time that the injury started to hit them mid to late season. Those guys are really, really playing well. And now you got to depend on some other guys. But, yeah, I don't expect – I'm curious, like, how they're going to treat it. That's doctors and trainers and coaches and Jalen getting together and going, hey, here's the game plan starting next week when camp opens. So we just want to, you know, you to keep rehabbing, come out. We'll do some drills that everybody signs off on, but they're not going to just throw him out there like the last time you saw him playing against the Jets, where, by the way, he's having one of the great games of his career in that game. So, yeah, it's going to be conservative. It's going to be cautious. And we'll see what happens with the two pass rushers. It's really the only mystery of the team for me is the two pass rushers, because when they're healthy, they're both really, really good. Yeah. One guy had double digit. The other guy was coming on strong to look like he was going to get double digit. In that Jets game was the rest of the way. He's really playing with great confidence and everything else. So I saw that we had Tyreek Hill come out and talked about third down and talked about one thing about Tyreek. He just says whatever he's thinking, whether he's trolling people or trying to, you know, get people stirred up a little bit. He said he's openly said he likes to do that and says things and does rankings on people to get people all fired up when you leave certain names. You know, he knows how to pull the right switch. He does. He pushes the right buttons to get you going a little bit. But he did say something, and I felt this way, especially when the wide receivers both started to get banged up towards the end of the season. And that is, I felt like Tua wasn't real comfortable throwing to other guys outside of those two guys. He just didn't look comfortable. Now, they caught a few passes, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if they were covered or not, or he just didn't feel, you know, like he could do it. So he said, we got to be better on third down, and this is what Odell Beckham can do for us, who's super quick still, can still move in and out and as a third receiver and going against the third cornerback, the drop-off usually from the starters to the backups, and that'll be a matchup we need to take advantage of. And the other one is you bring in Jonnu Smith at tight end to go with everything else. And again, and I thought Durham Smythe was really good last year. I thought Durham Smythe had a really good season. I know it's kind of weird to say that when tight end position didn't have a touchdown or anything like that, but I thought Durham played really well and has earned a right to come back and basically be a starter again this year. And I'm curious to see how Mike rotates the tight ends and how much we go double tight end, and because he will do that, and I expect he'll continue to do that. But, yeah, I think Jonnu Smith's another weapon to pick up some of those catches. Just as a receiver. I'm not trying to stereotype tight end versus wide receiver versus third or fourth wide receiver, just to be a little bit better on third down. Where I differ than a lot of my media people down here and podcasters down here, I don't think our running game needs to be a lot better. What are you talking about, Joe? What they do with that wide run, toss, pitch, handoff, and cutting back is as good as I've ever seen and one of the best in football, if not the best. We had 135 yards a game, a 5.1 average. Are you kidding me? 135 yards, sixth in the NFL, an average per carry, 5.1. Out all your backs, they put them all together, and by all the numbers from, you know, Achan and his craziness to everybody else, Raheem, and it came out to 5.1. It's pretty damn good. So, yeah, I'd like to be a little better on short yardage and be able to run between the tackles occasionally. But that running game's pretty good. And it's set up to cut back, and it's set up if you get chopped, you got a whole bunch of guys can take it to the house or have long runs like we saw last year. I mean, we haven't seen that many long runs since we had Ricky Williams, let's be honest. We have not seen that many long runs since we had Ricky Williams and that crazy year where he had 1,853 yards rushing was unbelievable what he did in that season. So there's a lot of good things, man. There is a lot of good things as we get set for camp, the rookies today. And then next week, the vets come in, and we'll start to get a look at this thing and what it's going to look like and the depth and the veterans coming in and this rookie class. We'll see how they fit in with everything going on, and especially the pass rushing situation. I agree, man. It's going to continue. Omar's right about one thing. Your two best pass rushers, if they're going to be out for a while, which I'm guessing through camp they're not going to do much. I'd be very surprised if it was a all-out 11-on-11 or the practice they're having at the stadium that those guys were going to be doing anything except warming up and a couple of drills off the side. I would be surprised, and pleasantly surprised, if I saw that. So anyway, hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here. A lot of news coming out. The Canes, my God, Mario Cristobal, man. I don't know if Mario Cristobal took a vacation with that beautiful wife of his or not. I don't know, because all I know is they continue to be in or getting verbal commitments on all these four and five star kids, coast to coast. He has done an unbelievable job getting to the final group. Now, he's not going to get them all, obviously. He's going against some strong competition in the best schools in the country. But I'll tell you what, man, he has had his share of success so far. Now, it's not what it used to be when we used to talk about high school recruiting because of the transfer portal. It's changed a lot. You're right. What can you do for me now? Give me that 21, 22-year-old that was good at another school and like a running back and quarterback that we picked up from the West Coast. But, boy, if you're looking for big-time players, four- and five-star players that got a chance to come in and play right away, Mario is on a mission right now. So, anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Mark Ross from the NFL Network is going to join us, a guy that's seen contracts and been part of contracts in the NFL. We'll talk to him about the Tua Tagovailoa situation, as well as some other things going on in the AFC East and in football, with it just about ready to start. And we got a lot more stuff coming up, so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. But first, before we do, I want to take a second this morning, never too early in the morning, to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Suburbans and Tahoes and the Traverse. Man, I love the big SUVs. I do. I like to be comfortable. I love my Tahoe. And I got to tell you, those Suburbans, if I had more kids that needed it, that Suburban would be my number one choice. But, oh boy, that Tahoe is perfect for me. Roomy, still got plenty of room for my gang, and they've added more space to them in the last couple of years. The Traverse, the midsize SUV, so nice. Trailblazer, the Equinox and the Blazer, style and substance, no matter which way you end up going on these SUVs, right over to Silverado Trucks. And I got to tell you, I always say this about Silverado Trucks, not personally a truck guy, but for people that are, that either make a living out of their truck 5, 6, 7 days a week to a Silverado truck that needs to get the family around, we got the perfect truck for you. Nothing better than that Silverado 1500 right now. Boy, is that thing sweet. Space, style, and look. We got a lot of new looks and the best overall products we've ever had in the history of your South Florida Chevy dealers. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chevy Dealer.
All right, before we get back to it, you can bring your dog to a Marlins game. We've got a chance for you to win tickets for Bark at the Park when the Marlins host the Mets next Monday. Keep listening to us for your details on how you could win. Can't wait to win. You can purchase tickets at marlins.com/tickets, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you. As we continue on after the All-Star game, couple days off, and then, as Woody said before, the Mets are in town for a four-game series, followed by the Baltimore Orioles, who actually have a really good team, and one of the teams that are proving that the draft does work, and you don't have an empty minor league system every year, which has nothing to do with money, by the way. An empty minor league system has nothing to do with money. I had to get that out today. We got a lot of stuff going on here, man. Rookies going to be on the field, I believe, today. Reported yesterday, got those physicals done. And so they'll start to get a little work. It's just a teaser. Matter of fact, it's less than a salad for an appetizer. It really is. Before all the vets come in and get out there and you start seeing guys lined up and kind of get a feel for, and that's where the PR department goes, listen, whatever you see and how people line up, we don't want you reporting on it. We don't want anything said about who starts and who doesn't. And that type of stuff. We're just nothing's decided yet. But you get a pretty good idea what the team wants to see, right? You kind of get an idea, start to see some things, and a lot of new faces, a lot of veteran guys. See how the rookies kind of fit in, and how quickly they start to get confidence in them, and all this stuff before we jump into preseason and the three games, and then off and running, man, with Jacksonville before you know it. So I saw yesterday the 49ers, if you've been watching this show on a Netflix receiver, 49er, man, it's great business for, I think it's great for the 49ers. You go, damn. My first thought was, which I'm not surprised. I mean, they've been getting deep into the playoffs and going to Super Bowls in recent years. But you're going, damn, they got a really good team. They got a really good team. And the one guy they don't show a lot is one of their best players, Brandon Ayuk, who yesterday said, hey, man, it's obvious you don't want to sign me to a big-time deal. I want to be traded. And the team right away, before teams started calling them, going, hey, we'd be interested. Hey, we can give them a long-term deal. They're going, no, we're not letting him go. We're not going to trade him, at least not right now. I don't know how far Brandon Ayuk's willing to go on this thing, but he is a hell of a player. There's nobody's arguing with the year he just had and all the things that he did. And I got to tell you, they got a lot of weapons. Across the board, it's hard to imagine from fullback to running back to tight end to their wide receivers and the way they use some guys differently. It's hard to imagine anybody's got more skilled position players than they do on offense. And by the way, some real impactful guys on defenses as well. But listen, man, you start losing guys, and I know I've said this before about Patrick Mahomes, because he's like, all right, you took Tyreek away, man. We'll make it work. Now they've won back-to-back. Get to that in a second. But Brandon Ayuk would be a real big loss if they can't. I mean, they drafted him in the first round. No surprise, you know. Looks like what a first-round pick should look like. I mean, that guy is one hell of a player in that offense, and I don't know. Outside of giving him the money, you never know. I don't know the personality and what he's thinking and how far he's willing to take this before getting back out on the field. But, boy, right before camp to find out, at least we haven't had that happen. We may have some salty guys when camp starts. We may have some guys a little disappointed, but at least we don't have a guy going to the media to his agent saying, please trade me with one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Isn't he, Cam? You can't say to a guy anymore, no go on these trades either, right? That's basically what they said.
Yes. Yeah, so
they said no go, and they're not going to get fair value for him, obviously, right? Because he's coming out, he's pissed off, so they're not going to get fair value. But you can't really do that. You can't just say no go.
Well, I can think of three or four teams that are a little shorthanded at wide receiver.
Well, the Jets might land one of these guys, which is the problem, right? Devontae Adams' name keeps getting thrown out. He's got to be at the end of his you know, patience over there too. I can't imagine.
I was thinking of like the Chargers, you know, who just don't look real strong.
That wouldn't be good either.
The Bills. Listen, if we found out Buffalo somehow, and by the way, they're strapped on money too. I mean, they've been very open about when you give a quarterback this much money, you're a little strapped. But I think they'd all agree that they could really use an upgrade and a true number one guy coming in. And that would be crushing, to your point, Woody, if that happened to a team you got to play twice a year. Matter of fact, a couple years ago, three times in the year, including the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, you want 49ers to get... Part of me wants to get it done. Now yesterday, I just started watching the ESPN NFL shows. They're on all the time. Those guys are on this thing, Mark It Down, Kansas City three-peat. Talking about the team. Now they've added the speed. They've gone back to a couple of speed receivers that they have. And I get it. I get the Mahomes factor and what they just did. And very impressive playoff run. And what they did when they went on the road after beating the Dolphins at home, that was impressive what they did. Going to Buffalo, going to Baltimore, and beating San Francisco. I mean, they took all the big boys down. so you're good, huh? You've been on a roll? We'll take care of that in your house. Oh, you guys been the best team in football, huh? We'll take you down in your house. And 49ers, huh? Best team? We'll take you down. Very impressive what they did. I wasn't sure, because I don't always do well on history when it goes back too far. I know we've had teams that have been able to do what the Kansas City Chiefs did, win back-to-back. I think Brady did back-to-backs, if I'm not mistaken, in New England. But the three-peat has not been done. It hadn't been done since they started playing Super Bowls. The Green Bay Packers. I forgot what they called it before the Super Bowl. What they call it, just the championship? Anyway, 65, 66, and 67. And 67 was the first year of Super Bowls. So Green Bay got the first one. So they ended up winning 65, 66, and 67. Vince Lombardi teams, obviously, if you're going back. But it's been 57 years since we've had somebody three-peat. Meaning... it's not really friggin' that easy. And you think of some of the great teams. The Patriots. The Steelers. The Dolphins. You know, I don't know. The Dolphins got split up because of the new football league and stuff. You don't know if they could have put something together and done it. But it's hard to do, man. I'm not ready, and I get it's Mahomes, and a lot of this is going to come down to the injury bug and who gets hit hard at key positions and all these guys out there, especially quarterback. Half the quarterbacks in the league got injured last year. Craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, what'd we say? Would half the quarterbacks in the league played 16 or 17 games? And I say 16 because a lot of them got to rest the last game because they had the first round already. They had a bye week or they couldn't move up in the playoffs, so their teams ended up resting them. That happened in a few different NFL cities. So all that comes into play. But you know what? When you're just putting, you start the year, and we're all on paper right now. It's a paper team, is all it is. It's just, you know, depth chart is just on paper. Man, I still don't know. And I get, and Woody, you hit this every day, man. And Mahomes just does stuff that nobody else can do, a quarterback. He does stuff on the last drive. You're kind of shutting him down and you feel good. And he gets the ball back and your defense and your defensive coordinator are going, oh, no. Of all guys, I left this guy, whether he's going to throw it or run it, the wrong damn guy. But it's hard to do, man. That three-peat thing. What they're doing is amazing. I'm not ready to just hand them the trophy here in July, though. I mean, and again, I even looked at their schedule to see what it looked like and who they're going to play. Ravens and Cincinnati, at San Francisco, against the 49ers, the Bills, the Browns, and the Texans. So I'm not saying they have an easy schedule, and I don't know how you look at the rest of the AFC West. I'll tell you what, the mystery team to me is the Chargers. They are. I look at their receivers, and, you know, from where they were before injury, and they let a veteran go who's, you know, almost had a Hall of Fame career as far as numbers. Where'd he go, to Chicago? I forgot where. I believe there he went to Chicago. So I don't know how good they are at receiver. We can sit and, you know, got to have guys. So all this stuff will be fun, though. It's all leading up to what should be a fun football season to talk about. We got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. I said this before, and we'll come back and talk about this, but Mario, behind the scenes, I don't know how many guys are better. For what he's doing, he's not been a powerhouse around here. Miami hasn't been a powerhouse school in a long, long time. And Mario is getting in there with the big boys and recruiting 4- and 5-star players and having quietly a lot of success, waiting the next couple of days on potential verbal big splashes for him in high school, of course. And again, it's not as important as it used to be. Everybody knows that. But, man, I got to tell you, I don't think Mario took a vacation, do you? You think Mario? I think Mario told the wife, you're going to have to hold off on that vacation for you and the kids. We're going to have to wait. Man, he's getting after it. This DJ Pickett, this number one cornerback, I don't know if he's going to Oregon or Miami and went to Zephyr Hills High School. By the way, I drink the water. I don't even know where Zephyr Hills is before we hit this 7 o'clock.
Yeah, now? I think it's like near Tampa. Like north of Tampa, maybe?
I don't know if I've ever seen the sign. Maybe I have up there. I don't know, but I drink a lot of their water every day. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. ED and low T, never too early in the morning to talk about a potential problem. And it's a problem that men just can't talk about. Like, one guy doesn't go to his friend and go, I got friggin' ED. I got low T. I'm tired all the friggin' time. Yeah, I noticed you went home from the party. You look kind of out of it. Yeah, haven't been feeling great. How's everything? Oh, man, I'm just tearing it up in the bed. Yeah. And then you go home and go, man, I just lied to all my friends. Hey, whatever it is, man, if you got low T, you probably have ED. And if you're in your 40s and it starts late 30s to 40s where guys start to notice ED and low T hit, and they usually hit together, sex drive's gone, nothing's happening in the bedroom, all of a sudden you don't feel like working out, you're tired, you're moody, and when your kids lay this on you, you're getting to be a grumpy old man. Oh, that should be the wake-up for low T right there. Hey, if you're going through it, I got great news because I had great results. 6 months ago, Atlantic Men's Clinic did it. And I want everybody out there to know, fellas, you don't have to tell anybody. It's nobody's business. I'm the only dumbass that goes around and tells everybody I had ED and low T 6 months ago. But the reason I'm telling you is because I got rid of it, and I want you to get rid of it too. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. I'm talking about great results. I'm talking about real fast. They explain everything to you. That first appointment is the most important one, man. You ask all the questions, they'll explain what you're going through, and you're going to find out every guy goes through it at some point. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.